Kat Bowser. Chuck Surak, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Thank you, Julie. It's great to be here.
So your band is all about R&B, Motown style. Why does that particular genre and style call your collective names?
Well, both of us have been in a variety of bands, but I think this music has an innate groove to it that is fun and makes people smile and brings people together. And it also lends itself to larger units, horn sections and things like that, and opens itself up to a bigger band. And of course, that's what we wanted.
And you can't listen to the music and not start moving. Your feet taps, your heart's going.
Yes, yes.
It's just fun music. Really some great songs and great artists perform them. And we just love the opportunity to recreate them in the Sweetwater All-Star style.
A great one it is. And infectious, yes, would have to be in general the word to describe that genre. Yeah. And certainly the Sweetwater All-Stars. You are 9 members strong when you're in full band. How did you all get together to become the Sweetwater All-Stars and make this some kind of wonderful music?
Well, almost all the musicians that are in the band work at Sweetwater. Many of them we've brought to Fort Wayne. Sweetwater has become a national resource for musicians, and of our 1,300 employees, more than half have relocated to Fort Wayne. We were very fortunate in our recording studio many years ago to bring Mark Hornsby and Kat to Fort Wayne. Mm-hmm. Of course, they have a lot of friends all over the country, and they have been just unbelievable at bringing some of the just greatest, greatest musicians to our community. The talent in our building is just unbelievable. We had been talking for a while about doing this kind of music and doing this sort of band, and next thing you know, we really have a band of superstars.
It seems a happy byproduct. You are in the music industry, but not necessarily the just sit around, have fun, play, make wonderful music, but you do. What kind of a dream come true is that for you, Kat?
Oh, total dream come true. Yeah, to have A-class musicians on stage with you, it's brilliant. And it inspires you, as a singer, to have that strong band behind you, really empowers you vocally. And it's fun to look around on stage and see all the personalities doing their thing and having a good time. And yeah, it's a blast.
So you all love playing out and your fans do love that too. What does this new CD represent in your achievement level?
All the musicians are very, very experienced. They've played on the road with some of the biggest bands. They've played in the studios on some of the biggest hits you've heard. To be able to have that level of talent in Fort Wayne, and I've played in a lot of bands myself, but it's awe-inspiring. It literally is awe-inspiring to be on stage, as Kat says, with that level of talent. I'm just humbled by the skill of my fellow band members. But the other thing is, not only are they great musicians, we're all friends with each other, and we just have a blast. Yeah. There's none of that tension that sometimes has been in other bands. And you put all that together, and being able to do a CD of some of these great songs with friends that we really love, it's just a great, great project. We had a lot of fun, and we know the audience and fans are going to love it.
And good for you. And let's talk about the CD and its vibe. How would you two describe the feel of the CD, which, by the way, is called the Sweetwater All-Stars?
Just great songs with a little bit of a hint towards how they were originally performed, but with a modern sound. So it's a big sound. And and with, I think there's 4 vocalists in the band and the horn section. And it's a big production. It sounds really, really good.
The cool thing about it, though, we tried to kind of stick true to the actual recording method and not overproduce it and have a zillion tracks. We really wanted to be true to the art form. And so, surprisingly, this giant sound that's coming out of this isn't full of 100 tracks per song. It's really pared down to maybe 20, 25. So we tried to be live in the studio with how we layered it and true to that art form.
When we play live this Saturday night, what we play will sound very, very similar to the record.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And that's all classic covers. And somehow you narrowed it down to 10. Was it painful?
Well, I didn't have to do the cuts. So
actually, for the record, it was relatively easy to get there. The challenge really is we play out live. There are so many great tunes, and every time we practice, we want to do all these new songs, and that's the big challenge, because there are great tunes that we'd like to cover, and we literally can play any kind of song we want.
Mm-hmm. And you don't even need to stick to this couple of decades or this era or this straight and narrow R&B, though everybody's glad that you do, and I know that you don't get tired of it either. Is there a piece on the CD that particularly pleases the R&B out of you?
Of the songs that I sing, probably Cry Me a River is right up there just because it's gone through so many morphs over time with different artists, and I feel like we kind of married all of them into one really neat performance, and it brings a high energy, and the horns are blaring, and everybody's blaring, and it's a familiar song, but not the way we do it.
Oh, Cry Me a River when you hear Kat sing it, she is just selling the song. And the band is right there supporting her in a big, big way. And it's a big number. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, it sounds a little gratuitous, but all of the songs are really good. I can't wait for people to hear it, because I've listened to it several times over the last few days on lots of different sound systems, and I'm just blown away how good it sounds and how much fun the music is. You just can't listen to it and not really feel good.
Yeah.
What about the pleasures of in-house production? What kind of an advantage is this?
Well, we are fortunate. We are Sweetwater, and we've got a really, really nice couple recording studios. But more than the technical equipment, it's having the people. And Mark Hornsby, who runs our studio, Kat's husband, is a phenomenal engineer, and he's brought on a great team of people in the company. And we've been doing lots and lots of fun records for people all over the country. So for us to do our own album at Sweetwater is kind of fun. I hadn't done one in a long time.
And good for you. Yeah, that's a real important point. Is it ever too much of a good thing when you're doing your own?
No, it's never too much of a good thing. I still love to record. That's how I started a long time ago as a musician on the road. And it was fun just a couple of weeks ago to go into the recording studio and take my suit jacket off and pick my saxophone up and play the solo line on Shamalina Ding Dong. You know, that was a lot of fun.
I can't blame you for that. In the meantime, for the actual producing it, that's what I'm wondering. Is there an obvious point? Do you know that this is great? It's time to let it go and put it out there for the world?
Yes, when you schedule a date for a CD release party, that draws a line in the sand, or we'd still be working on it.
That's probably true.
Then I guess I don't have to ask you why you had a CD release party. Just kidding on that one, because yeah. I think that that's going to be an absolute wonderful celebration. And how are you all looking for the release party coming up this Saturday night to play out? Expecting a good turnout? Expecting a variety?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been getting really good responses, and I feel like we're going to have a full house, and we're going to do two sets. One will be, of course, of the CD.
And I hope you're going to leave a little bit of a space for a dance floor.
If not, people will be dancing in their seats, dancing in the aisles.
They can stand up where they're at.
That's what I thought of the safety factor there. Yeah, I think it's great that you do have that kind of response every time your music comes on.
Thank you.
It's just really wonderful. Beyond the boomer fan base, is it easy to make your kind of music relevant in the 21st century?
I think so. You know, if you want to say music of today is really kind of a hybrid of all the things that have come before it, mm-hmm. you know, whether it be classical or international styles of music, there's such a melding going on now musically, and I think it's always relevant. I used to think it was odd when people would do a remake of a song, because typically if it was a hit, it's to me a done work of art, you know, mm-hmm. but you would never say to a dancer, don't go do the Nutcracker, or you would never say, you're right, you know, you do these things because they are great. And there are some people who have never lived it, and they get inspired to learn about a new artist that they hadn't heard about, or a style of music that they weren't familiar with. So there's always room for that, I think.
Just last week, I was listening to it with my 11-year-old daughter. And of course, she knows every popular song that's on the radio.
Right.
And she didn't know most of these songs, but all of a sudden, I looked over and she was dancing and literally doing an 11-year-old dance like an 11-year-old girl will do. And I was impressed. So something about the music moved her. And I think good songs and good productions will always sell.
Yeah,
that's a great point. And R&B, it does really mm-hmm. touch people's souls. And I guess maybe that's why they call it soul music.
Absolutely.
That's right.
I am kind of curious, with all of the other responsibilities you each have on your plates, how do you make time for this whole big R&B band commitment, the practicing, the playing out, all that you do? How do you do it?
Well, that is a challenge. Everybody in the band, when you have a big band, you have lots of schedules. Mm-hmm. But it is so much fun. We prioritize it. And again, the musicians are so good. We don't have to practice a lot. And you might slip in and out a couple times to do your parts, and then the rest of the band will keep on practicing. But we just make time to do it because it's so much fun.
Yeah, I would say that's true, too. I have the guilty pleasure of being able to do this for a living. And so my schedule is the most open, but all the guys in the band are constantly finding time for it because they want to.
Now, you just brought up another good point there, because you are the front woman and you got all wonderful guys in the band. How is it, testosterone ever
Actually, you would think, and I've been in a lot of all-male bands before, and there can be ego issues. This band doesn't go there. There is not that drama there. Everybody respects each other musically and, more importantly, as friends. So we are very kind with each other. We also want to be the support for each other when it's their turn to shine. We're there to back up everybody else, too, so that everybody can have that moment because it's deserved.
Yeah, good for you. And you are all stars, indeed. So, bottom line, you have a great bunch of fans, and this CD is going to please them immensely. In the meantime, what does it and the music your band makes so well symbolize to you?
That's tough, because as an artist, you so badly want to relate and bring the audience on the ride with you. And this band does that almost effortlessly. The minute they get behind their instruments and start doing their thing that they've been doing for years, it's a testimony that we're delivering from the stage of what we've done in culmination in our musical lives. And it comes together beautifully with these songs.
We're having so much fun on stage, and the interplay between all the musicians is such a high level that really comes through out to the audience. They love seeing us have so much fun. In fact, I personally hear all the time, "I never see you smile, Chuck, except in the All-Star Band." And I don't know if that's true or not, but we really do just have a great time, and it's infectious. It comes across to the audience.
Kat Bowser and Chuck Surak are frontwoman and horn man, respectively, with the Sweetwater All-Stars. Kat, Chuck, thank you so much for joining me today, and stay down in that groove.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you, Julia. It was a great time.
That was WBOI's Julia Meek speaking with Chuck Surak, owner of Sweetwater Sound, and Kat Bowser, both members of the Sweetwater All-Stars. The music you're hearing is Vehicle, a 1970 classic by the Ides of March, from the Sweetwater All-Stars' new self-titled CD. You can hear more of Julia Meek's arts and culture coverage on 89.1 WBOI.
I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, mama. And by now I'm sure you know that I want you, need you, love you, got to have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I got a ticket to Hollywood. And if you want to stay just the way you are, you know I think that you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. Take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, mama. And by now I'm sure you know that I love you, need you, want you, got to have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Oh, you know I do now. Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. But now I'm sure you know that I love you, need you, I want you, got to have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. You know I do now. Well, I love you, need you, want you, got to have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you.